It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We have this wonderful opportunity to study the Word of God, and I hope that you don't miss it today to do it with us as maybe you're preparing to go to church, as you have hopefully set your day aside to praise, honor, and worship the Lord Jesus. If you would please join me in the study here for just a few minutes. We're going to be in John chapter 5. We're going to read once again verse 8 through verse 15. So if you would please turn your Bibles to John chapter 5, verse 8 through verse 15. And while you're doing that, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to invite you not only to write, but also to come to the services that we have if you do not have a church home. I usually spend most of the time in the study of the Word of God, but I do want to invite you to come. And we have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning and church at 10:35. Then on Sunday night, we have Bible study here at the church at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday afternoon, we have a ladies' Bible study at 1 o'clock here at the church at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. And then we return once again on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And the Sunday night, Tuesday afternoon, and Wednesday night are all Bible study. We come together in the church and we meet in the auditorium, but we just come with our Bibles open to study the Word of God. Sunday morning with the preaching service is what you're probably very familiar with, but the Bible study, I believe it's very important to study the Word of God, and we have a wonderful time doing that. You'll hear as we search for the Word of God. We are very serious in doing it, and yet we have a joy in our hearts. You'll hear laughter when we're studying, trying to find something or something that you think that you know, and all of a sudden you don't. And it's just a joyful time, and it should be as we study the Word of God. So please, as we have these things, why? I would like to invite you to that, or you sure can write, and it would be the same address, Parkview Bible Church, Hamilton, Illinois, box 43, and the zip would be 62341. So I would love to hear from you. Now, if you have opened your Bibles, and I hope that you have, to take a few minutes to study this sweet word with us today. John chapter 5, we're going to read from verse 8 to verse 15. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him, What that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, And he that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed, and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterwards Jesus found him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Now, we'll begin with prayer as we always do. Father, I ask that you will guide and lead us now. It's such a privilege to study your word, and I thank you for this opportunity for us to share with others across the radio as we have this opportunity. We prepare this Bible study for the radio. It's done especially that you can touch the hearts of all the listeners, Lord. So please that you will use this word, and we pray for the strength and your strength and the direction that people will respond and listen so carefully, as did this man here when he was commanded to rise, take up thy bed and walk. I ask, Lord, that they will respond the same, because immediately the man was made whole and did. Please, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of every listener today, that no one will be the same after the study that we've had today, because no one that comes to know you No one that meets you or no one that walks with you on a daily basis is ever the same, because we become more and more like you. Please, Lord Jesus, guide and lead us now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We spent all of the last time we were together with really two verses. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. We just really got started with a statement that it was on the Sabbath day. And that the Jews, according to the 10th verse, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Now, they wanted to know, and we'll kind of come back on this just a little bit, but let's move to the 11th verse. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Now, we find, again, if you've missed the last few weeks, or maybe this is the first time you've been able to tune in and to listen, I would like for you to not be lost as far as where we're at. You know, that's something in for several years, the church that we attended before I took the call to come here and to pastor this church. And by the time I finished things that needed to be done, I would arrive into the auditorium, usually immediately following the reading of the scripture. And so then I would spend half of the time during the message trying to figure out where the where my pastor was preaching from, because never again would he speak of where he was where he'd read from. And I would try to enjoy the message, but I always liked to have my Bible open and reading where he was reading. And he would refer to the 6th verse or the 7th verse and things like that. But it was very difficult to read every 6th and 7th verse throughout the whole Word of God to figure out where he was at. And so I've tried to, ever since that time, when I had an opportunity to teach or to preach, that I would identify many times the location and where we were studying. And we are in the book of John, chapter 5. And we find that we are in Jerusalem, and we were at the pool of Bethesda, and we have this man that had just been healed, and now he can walk, and he was commanded by the Lord Jesus to rise, take up thy bed, and walk. You can find that in John chapter 5, verse 8. And we find the response of this man. Immediately, he was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked, and on that same day was a Sabbath day. You see, there is a requirement, not only that we listen to the Word of God. Now, in order to listen to the Word of God, you need to open your precious Word, you need to study the Word of God, or you need to be in a place that does. You can't expect to become spiritual. You can't expect to grow as a Christian. You can't even expect to become a Christian unless you hear the Word of God. This man did. He heard God speak. The Son of God, Jesus, spoke to him. And he gave him special words. He gave him a special direction. And the direction was up. And you know, he'll do the same thing with us. He gives us special direction. And that direction is always up. Please that you will listen to the call of God as we look through this precious word today and fellowship over it, that you may know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, recognize that you're lost and you're dying in your sin, and you need Jesus as your Savior. He is the only way you can be saved. There is no other. This man listened. No other man had ever been able to speak to him or to carry him off to a doctor, and the doctor would be able to perform some new healing process of some sort or other and heal this man to where he could walk. It was impossible. And you see, that's the way God works. We have to be completely, to the point that we're completely disabled. We're completely unable to walk. You need to understand that you are totally and completely unable to heal yourself spiritually. You are lost, and you're going to die unless you come to Jesus today. Now, I don't know if you've got to that place yet. And I don't know, as the Holy Spirit convicts your heart and shows you how evil and how sick in sin that you are and how much do you need the Lord Jesus. I don't know if you have recognized that yet. And until you do, until you recognize that you must come to Jesus to be saved, to get your sins taken care of, to get your sins taken away from you, that you need a Savior. Now, many times why people say, you know, just come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. And you'll be saved. You'll go to heaven. Well, you repeat a few words and you say, okay, I'm saved now, and off you go. But you see, it doesn't work that way. It must come from the call of God. It must begin with God and come to you, because there's no beginning in you. There's no way, there's nothing in you that will have you to call out to God unless God calls you first. And God calls you by the Holy Spirit. He will call everyone. You just have to listen. Are you listening today? Are you as this man? You look up. And let's just read a little bit here. A certain man was there, verse 5, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the man answered, said, "Sir, I have no man when the pool is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Undoubtedly there was no doctor. There was even no man to help him. He was helpless, totally and completely helpless. And that's exactly the way you are. Now, you may have talked to someone and they have built you up and said that you're really something and you're going to be fine and just continue to go in the way you're going and everything will work out great. Well, according to the world standards, that may be right. But according to God's standard, the cost of your sin is death, and there's only one that can take that sin away and make you whole, and that is Jesus. This man here accepted this free gift of health from this man, Jesus. This man, God. He listened unto the Lord Jesus, and he rose up and immediately was made whole, and he took up his bed. Can you imagine that, being from somebody so helpless and now totally complete? And so he took up his bed and he did something that you need to do, and that is that the day you meet Jesus, you need to testify what has happened in your heart. He was given a command. Jesus just didn't speak to him and says, "You are made whole. Now lay there as long as you want to." You see, when we meet Jesus, something happens. And you cannot, you will not stay the same. And here, the Lord Jesus spoke to him. He told him to rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And this man did. And because this man did that, he was immediately breaking the laws of the Jews. Not the law of God. It was the law that they had made, a law of tradition. And as you come to the Lord Jesus, when I was saved, immediately, God, through His Word, through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, began to show me and to teach me His Word and the truth. And I am so thankful today that I did not stay in the church where I was at that time, because, you see, they believed that baptism saves. They believe that you have forgiveness of sin through communion. They believe that you must be baptized as an infant. If you're not baptized as an infant, you can be baptized later. But if you die before that, you're going to hell no matter what you do. And you must be baptized to be saved. And so you have to be baptized to be saved. Then you must stay faithful to that church. And the way to do that is not only to attend, but also that you take communion, because that's how you get your sins forgiven. And they used to do it once a month, and they went to every other week. And now I understand that every week, because, see, those people must have got to be very bad sinners, because they have to have it every week to have their sins forgiven. My dear friend, I don't need to take communion to have my sins forgiven. I have communion or take the Lord's Supper because that reminds me of what Jesus has done for me, in remembrance of me. It's got nothing to do with taking any sin away. But you see, they've attached that. That's become a tradition of that. Well, you know what happened? It wasn't too long as I grew in the Word of God that I left that church because it was contrary to the Word of God. First, I thought it was just their ignorance and they didn't know any better. But I found out very quickly that that's exactly the way they wanted to believe. Now, I hope today that you'll follow, not me, but you'll follow the will of God and the strength of God, and that very possibly will mean that you have got to walk out and be a witness. I could have stayed in that church, quietly stayed, and stifled the Spirit of God to where I would have never been got to be any blessing unto folks. I wouldn't have had the opportunities that He has given me in teaching the Word of God across the radio and in this sweet church and the other Bible studies that I have. I love teaching the Word of God, and I love telling people about the Lord Jesus. But you see, I wouldn't have been able to do that if I would have stayed. He commanded this man to rise up and walk. Well, in very similar, he commanded me to do the same because I had to get out of the place that taught contrary to the Word of God. Now, if you're in that kind of a place and you say, no, the gospel's preached there, not if they're teaching things that's contrary to the Word of God, it is not. I don't care how they're covering it up or what they're saying, but if they're doing things contrary to the Word of God, then you need to get out and find a place that does preach the truth. And I'll be very honest with you, they're getting further and further away from each other. There's a greater distance between true teaching and true preaching today because so many have slid away from the truth and preaching the truth. I ask that you search them out because they're there. But you probably need to search for a place of worship that for a church that is probably low in number, small in number, because you find a great group, usually you do not find the truth. And that's very sad, and I'm sorry I have to make a statement like that. But that's what's happening today. Well, let's see what this has got to do with this man here, because you see, I had to get out. And this man did something almost like that, because he got up, and no longer was he among those that were sick. Because he walked right away from them. Not because he thought he was better than them, but because he could walk. These people here stayed in their condition. Now we go into the lost and dying world and witness to them, yes. But we don't stay right there with them. Not if you're truly saved. And this man, he got up. And he took up his bed. Where he had spent all of his life, he'd taken up his bed and he left. He was cured. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, verse 10, it is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to be carrying thy bed. There wasn't one mention, is there, of what happened to you? And that's exactly what the world does today, and especially the religious world. They're going to make something very small about the day that you were saved. Oh, that's a wonderful day. I can take you right to the place where I was saved. It's going to be kind of a strange place for some of you. For you that have listened for a while, I know you've heard me give my testimony of where I was saved. I was saved halfway between the Pharaoh house and the house, down the country, down over a little south and west of Sutter. The big town of Sutter. So see, you can be saved anywhere, but you got to meet him the same way. He calls you, and then you need to respond. He called me because I was in his word, and he called me. And I said, Jesus, please, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and save me. And he did. Now, that's never been a time that I have forgotten, nor of a place that I have forgotten, because I've never been the same, because you see, I was made whole. This man was made whole, and immediately he got up and walked. Well, immediately he walked right into the hornet's nest because he was commanded by Jesus to take up his bed, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Don't just walk, but take up thy bed and walk. Jesus knew very well that immediately the Jews would see. All those that were still sick and laying around the pool would see him do something, and they would, oh no, throw that bed aside. You can't carry that on today. They missed the sweet opportunity that this man has accepted, and that's he's made been made whole. And people today do the same thing. We have all the things of the murders and the stealing and all the things, the corrupt things that go on. But the news today does not report the wonderful news when a person has become a child of God, has been made whole. That's the greatest news, because their life will change. They'll begin to become godly and to walk after the Lord Jesus. But you see, they ignore it. And so Jesus made it so this man couldn't be ignored. He gave him a command. Now, is he going to listen? He sure did. Immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. Did Jesus know it was a Sabbath, or did he forget? No, he didn't forget. God never forgets. He knew what day it was, and he knew the stand that he was forcing this man into taking. He was showing him that this man was different from before, that he was made whole, and he required him to take up his bed and walk. Well, he answered them in verse 11, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Now, are you going to listen the same way that this man did unto the Lord Jesus? Are you going to, first of all, listen to Jesus and be saved? Are you going to recognize that he has shown you your sin, he has convicted your heart, and you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved? Have you recognized that you're a sinner? Let's get to that far. Because if you had, then you're beginning to feel and see the convicting of the Holy Spirit. Okay, you are sick in your sin. Your sin is going to cause you to die, spiritually die, for eternity. Matter of fact, you're already spiritually dead. You have to be born again. You can be born again by coming now by faith to the Lord Jesus. And the word to repent is to turn. And so I'm asking you today to turn unto the Lord Jesus and be saved. Now, upon that taking place, as this man now, he was commanded to rise, take up thy bed, and walk. He wasn't just commanded to rise, just stand there so all could see. He was commanded to walk, but he was also commanded to do something, again, that Jesus knew that the Jews was going to have trouble with. Whether it be the priests, leaders of the group of that day, or just the common man, everyone knew that it was wrong, and you can expect a beating if you would do anything similar to that on the Sabbath day. That was not, never ever was the intent that God had given. For a man to be made whole and to take up something so small as his bed and roll it up and carry it, they should have rejoiced, because this man was no longer a burden to anyone. This man was set free. Oh, what a glorious opportunity this man has now. He is made whole. Well, it's exactly the same way when we meet Jesus. What glorious opportunities we have, because now we have been made whole by the power of God, by His saving power, by coming to the cross of the Lord Jesus. You see, Jesus died on that cross. And when He died, He took every one of those sins that's causing you to die, every one of those sins He has taken Himself. And He has taken every one of those sins, and He has accepted that responsibility. He has taken it all Himself. Now, I don't understand how He did it.
But I know that from the beginning of time to the end of time, he took every man, woman, and child's sin, and he took every sin there was, and he took them as if they were his. And when he had gathered all these sins, then he come to the cross. Because you see, the wages of sin is death. So the only way that this price could be paid was if he would die. For him just to take them would not have accomplished what was needed to be done. But he died. And by death, that closed it, that finished it. Those sins are no longer against us because they have been taken away by death. But you see, it was not only the death of the Lord Jesus, but it's also the shedding of his precious blood. People ignore the blood of the Lord Jesus today. They deny the blood of the Lord Jesus, but the blood of Jesus is precious and it gives us life. That very blood that was shed is the very blood that you'll find in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle of heaven right now. Because he presented that to his Father immediately following his death. And we have, my friend, also not only the blood, but we have his resurrection. And he is raised from the dead. Oh, what a beautiful opportunity we have to come to Jesus and to be saved. And this man here had a beautiful opportunity to be made whole, as we have that opportunity to be made whole. But now what are we going to do after we have trusted in the Lord Jesus? Are we going to continue to stay in our little group and stay comfortable? Or are we going to begin to listen to the command of God? Because we're to go out and to testify of the Lord Jesus. We're to go out and search out a body of believers that preaches and teaches the truth and grow with them. And we need to stay with them. And here we're commanded, this man is commanded to pick up his bed. And immediately he was found out. And they says, "What do you mean carrying your bed? Who told you to do that?" Well, are you going to listen to a man that has never been able to make you whole? Because you see, there wasn't a Jew there of any level that could make this man be healed, be whole. But he has found a man, or better yet, this man, being Jesus, being God, found him. And when he spoke and says, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk," when he made me whole, what else could I do but listen to the command he gave me? And that command was to take my bed with me and walk. So I did. "You can't make me whole. You've never been able to make me whole," this man is saying to these people. "This man over here spoke to me, did, so I listened to him. Should I have not listened to him when he made me whole?" Now you think about what I just said. Who are you to listen to? Are you listening to man that continues to preach you a sick philosophy that this world is getting better and that mankind is improving and we're getting so smart and we're going, one of these days we'll be able to or this just won't be any more of the crimes that are committed today. You better wake up. Because you're sure not paying any attention to what's going on. And you're believing a lie of the devil if you think things are getting better. Because they surely aren't. If your preacher's preaching that kind of philosophy, you've come to Jesus and been made whole, you better get out and you better get out quick. And yes, that's going to make a testimony, going to make a statement. But this man made a statement. And he made a very clear statement. He took up his bed and walked. He said, "I did it because that man that made me whole told me to." My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?